Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
But maybe not.
Random thought time.
Hey, it's random thought in the car time.
Again.
It's been a while. I think our last two random thoughts were in bed because I had to keep saying in bed.
Oh,
it was awkward.
Yeah. I'd rather be in bed, tell you the truth.
Well, you don't like driving in the sexy Subaru that is our car?
No.
What? The Subaru is gonna get hurt feelings, man.
The Subaru is a wonderful car. I never thought that about it.
No. It's a beautiful little baby.
Tired, I'd rather be in bed.
What? Oh, why are you so tired, Sean Kelly?
Because I've been working hard, man. Trying to get your new house ready.
My new house. So we live in this. If you aren't on my blog or Facebook or Twitter, you might not know that we live in a tourist community called Bar Harbor, Maine, where Acadia National Park is, and it's on an island that's pretty big and fat called Mount Desert Island. We are driving on this island right now. And because it's a tourist community, a lot of people who live here year-round are like, I want to make the money, and we rent our houses to tourists for a week, right? Which makes the hotel people angry, but the campground people happy because we all have to move out and move to campgrounds. So we bought this trailer, and Sean had to remodel it because I was a diva and I refused to live in it because it smelled like mold, and he did it. And that's what he's talking about my new home. My new home, a really old trailer. That has a cracked bathtub. It has a cracked bathtub. And the floor was rotten. And I don't know how to live in campground, but it's going to be fine. It's an adventure.
You'll have a good time with your...
With my what?
I can't think of the word. Oh, gosh. Outgoing personality.
I'm an introvert.
Extrovert.
I'm an introvert.
Well, just think you'll sleep better.
Why?
Because you'll have to be extroverted all day.
And so I'll be so exhausted from dealing with humans?
That's right. But you enjoy dealing with humans.
I like people.
Don't make it sound like you're an old curmudgeon hermit.
I love people, and I like hearing their stories, and I like talking to them. But for some reason, if you knock on my door, I panic. And I feel like people just don't even knock on trailer doors. They probably just go in the trailer.
They don't go in the trailer, but your door's going to be open. You'll have the screen door closed because you to avoid being hot.
So is it going to be hot?
Howdy, neighbor.
I don't say howdy.
Not you, them.
Oh.
And you'll pretend you're not there until you realize they can see you.
And that's going to be awkward.
Oh, hey. I had my earbuds in. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Maybe we could just have like a great big sign that's like introvert with social anxiety.
No, you're gonna love it.
I'm really scared.
You're gonna love it.
I'm so scared.
I'll make a nice sign that says, don't knock on my door unless you have an alcohol-based drink for me.
No. But they could bring chocolate and candy. What do you eat at the trailer place?
Regular food. We have a refrigerator. Soon we'll have a stove and an oven.
Soon.
I mean, we do already. I just gotta get gas. And we'll have the grill.
Aww.
Hamburgers and hot dogs every night. Summer, 4th of July, every day.
I don't like hamburgers or hot dogs.
I know. I'll make you,
vegan burgers? Like, yeah, veggie burgers? Veggie burgers. Will you make me the black bean burgers from scratch?
Oh, can't we just use the frozen ones?
No, they're not as good.
Of course I will.
Alright, this might be okay. I feel like this random thought makes me into a total diva. Like, people, how do I cook? Like, kind of, like, I sound like a really wealthy white person.
Well, you are white.
I am white, but I did not grow up a wealthy white person.
Nor are we wealthy right now.
Dude, by some people's standards, are wealthy.
Well, yeah, by some people's standards. Yeah. Really rich.
By some people's standards, we're destitute. It's all a continuum.
We do have fresh water and food to eat every day. So
uh-huh. And we have a car, and we have computers. And we would probably survive a minor medical emergency.
Well, if it's financially, major, the chances of surviving are... Oh, financially.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just talking. You know, like how in America, people lose everything because of a health crisis?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a risky political discussion you're getting ready to start there.
I wasn't. I just said that sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it does happen.
There's no risky thing there.
There could be, but I won't say anything. Look at the pretty lupins.
For those of you who cannot see through the podcast that is only audio, there are beautiful lupins on the side of the road because we live in Maine.
Since we're only going 25 miles an hour, there's plenty of time to look at.
We're going really slow because of the tourists. There's a white car from Florida in front of us, but he's not even
the
problem.
The
he's not the head of the line. Sean got pulled over by the police yesterday for speeding.
Yeah, I was doing a blistering 40 miles an hour. In a 25.
In a 25. We were not doing a random thought in the car at that time, so there was no excuse for his distraction.
There was no distraction. It was 9:30 at night. Besides us and the oncoming cop, we were the only people on the street. That's part of why he pulled us over, because he was 12 years old and bored.
He was so little. He looked so little. Hey, we could do a plug.
For whom?
For ourselves and making money. We could be like, hey, if you want to rent one of our houses, because we have three in Bar Harbor, Maine, vacation land capital of Maine, vacation land. Maine seriously is called vacation land. I don't know why. Anyways, if you go to the website, you can see links to our houses, and it'll take you to HomeAway or wherever, Airbnb. What are they on?
HomeAway right now.
They're on HomeAway. And you can rent them. Yay! And I'll give you something special, like a signed book or something. Is that not special enough?
No, that's special. There's not really hardly any weeks left this year.
But you can do it next year.
I'm buying for next year.
You can be like proactive, like a good character in a novel. What?
Is a good character in a novel proactive?
Yeah, and a good dog's proactive, right, man? Like, the dog, like, anticipates your needs and your wants.
Ours or theirs?
Oh, shoot. All right.
Writing tip of the paw.
So, a lot of times, when Carrie works with writers, she notices that they are pulling back from the emotion that is happening in the story. Instead of allowing the reader to feel the terror of being kidnapped or the anxiety of moving to a new place,
like a camper,
or the desperate sorrow of losing a loved one, the writer skims over the emotional times with a simple moment of telling, like John was sad that his dog died, or worse, the dog died, John went to school. John wasn't sad at all in that case.
That would work if John was like a sociopath or a psychopath.
Yes,
or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
And these are all lost opportunities. There are places where the story goes flat, or in writer speak, they fail to resonate.
You didn't say that pretentiously enough.
Oh, that's pretty pretentious.
No, you just said it regular. You have to be like, fails to resonate. Like that.
Fails to resonate.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Yes. Thank you. a lot of writers.
No, stop now.
Especially children's books writers. Books. Children's book writers are kind people. Most of the time. And by default, they don't want to hurt their characters or dwell in any negative emotions. They are trying to protect their characters and their readers, and perhaps their own psyches.
But those good intentions don't actually help anyone. The real world has pain, and our stories have pain, too. We have to learn to deal with hardships, and our characters do, too. And the emotion of stories, the ups and the downs, are the ride that our readers are signing up for. They want to feel with us, to be transported into other people's lives. For example, Harry Potter had hardship after hardship, and so did his friends. J.K. Rowling, the writer, didn't shy away from those hard emotions and hard times. Dude, I just said hard so many times in a row.
I know, you're making me...
embarrassed. All right. She'd add in beats, moments of dwelling in those big moments of joy and sorrow. And what Harry felt, the reader felt...
hard.
Oh! No. Your sister's gonna listen to this.
She doesn't know.
The premise of your... Anyway, the premise of your story needs to do this too. It has to have an emotional hook that makes you wonder and care right away. Again, think of Harry Potter, the story of the boy who lived, a lonely orphan who must overcome the evil wizard who killed his parents. Just thinking about that premise fills you with thoughts and wonder and worry and so many questions. The emotional stakes are so high because life is hard.
Can I say something?
Well,
it goes along with that perfectly.
Okay.
Because... you know I hate it when a book is like... the author's really hardcore and they're like... kill off a favorite character or something.
Yeah.
But those are also the books I get the most involved in.
Oh, yeah.
The most emotional. The more emotional, the more involved the reader gets, I think.
Well, yeah. And then
at least... in a true-to-life kind of way. Don't want to be super in any direction. Like the dog died and John went to school. Okay, so John's a psychopath. And you're going to sell 4 books because there's 4 psychopaths that want to read about no emotion.
Yeah. You don't want to be like that. Sean's done talking. Oh, hold on. He's not done talking.
No, I was just letting you know. Because I want to talk about the trailer, though.
We can do that in Dog Tip for Life, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Dog Tip for Life. First one from the trailer. Camper.
It's a camper.
Oh, I call it a cramper. Because it's kind of small. It's cramped. So it's a cramper.
We realized that we're in this, like, 26-foot, because it has the numbers on the outside, long trailer that's, like, 20 years old.
It's 20, exactly.
Yeah. And Sean redid the whole thing. Like, he painted
the whole thing.
Baby, let me give you props.
All right, prop me up, baby.
All right. So, the trailer, camper, cramper, is... it was, like, really 20 years old. It was in really good condition, but the decor got me really depressed because I'm a visual person, even though I only see with one eye. And so Sean spray painted or did something weird and painted everything white, beautifully clean looking. And we cleaned everything so it doesn't smell like mold anymore. And he put in a whole brand new floor and even fixed the rotting pieces of the floor. And made it look pretty, like Pinterest pretty.
Right. I fixed the rotten pieces of the subfloor.
Okay,
and put in a new floor. It's pretty sweet. But
construction talk.
Thank you. But how do you like it? You've been here 3 nights.
Well, it's giving me a cold.
No, you had that prior, so don't lie.
No, man. So So the whole point of our podcast this week is that emotion matters, and like you should go for the gut. You know, like go for people's guts when you're writing books. But that's also true for life, right?
I see what you're doing right here.
What are you doing?
You're trying to sway me away from trailer talk.
It's a camper.
It's a camper. But I'm not done yet.
Oh, two more things.
Number one is, when it was sitting in our driveway, we thought, wow, that's a nice-sized camper. 26-foot. Bathroom, bedroom, kitchen, at. And then when we get into this park here.
Campground.
We're like, wow. It's not small. Can't pull it behind a Prius. But it's not big compared to some of these monsters.
They're huge. They're like, I don't even know. They're better than tour bands for you too. Like, I don't know. They're so big. And they have back porches on them and side porches and like all these things that bump out, and they're like, they look like they
slide out stick on.
Okay.
Bump out's cool. Because from the inside they slide out. From the outside, if it's dark, you bump your head so you can't bump out.
But if you line these monsters up, we would have this beautiful defense during a zombie apocalypse. We could just put them in a circle and somehow block the bottoms, and nothing could get in that circle. I'm kind of amazed by how they didn't use any fancy campers. What do you call them when they're that big?
Well,
in Walking Dead.
In general, it's an RV, a recreational vehicle. So then you have motorhomes, which are the ones you drive.
Yeah, those.
Trailers, which are the ones you pull.
Those big monster ones at the back of the campground or what?
Well, the one with the porches was a fifth wheel trailer. But the big giant, like the Prevost, the ones that look like a tour bus, those are motorhomes.
Well, if you line them all up, it would be a really good blockade.
Yeah.
You're having a revolution against a bad president. Or if you're trying to block zombies who are trying to eat your brains. And I'm going to the back of the campground where those monsters are if bad things happen, is all I'm saying.
All right.
So, dog's it for life.
Wait, one more thing. It's quick. I want you to tell these people that after all of your anxiety and worry about coming here, what did you say yesterday?
I said something.
You said, I wish I was retired.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy this.
I didn't say it like that.
Oh, you did?
No, I did not. I don't ever talk like that.
I really am enjoying this.
No, I did not. I said I like trees.
So what's the dog tip for life? Yeah. Sparty's outside in the back of the car because he really wants to go for a car ride.
Because he doesn't want to live in the camper anymore. The dog tip for life is embrace your emotions. Think about what makes you snarl or yelp or wag your tail and go after the ball. Go after the moments that make you feel good.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. And right now, I'm feeling good is what? Living in the cramper!
Living in the cramper. That's good. So we decided that this, what do you call it? This subject matter is so important to good authoring. We're going to have a little quick rehash. So take it away, my love.
Sean decided all that, actually. So, embrace your emotions. Don't be afraid to express real emotion. It feels safer to hide your emotion, but passion makes better life and better stories. So be passionate about what you're writing and about how you're living.
Even if it's in a cramper.
So for the tips that go with this podcast, the actual written down intellectual tips, go to carriejonesbooks.blog and you'll find those there under the Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast page.
What if I accidentally put in carriejonesbooks.com?
Then you kind of have to go to the tab on the left-hand side where it says dogs are smarter than people, too. It's all connected, man.
I'm back again. But, you know, I'm waiting for my electronical technical expert. Hey, if you are kind, like super, super kind, and you want to help us out, well, number one, you already are, because if you're hearing these words, that means you've listened to our entire podcast. Thank you very much. Don't do anything drastic to yourself. It's not that bad. But if you want to help us out even further, you can do one of many things, and they're also very easy. Number one, you can follow Carrie on her blog at carriejonesbooks.blog. She has writing tips, life tips, and even a ridiculously funny Thursday feature called Cooking with a Writer. By the way, most of those recipes are actually darn good, even though there's no meat in them. Which is satire, sort of. That's the Cooking with a Writer. Not like I said. But with real recipes. Or. You can follow her on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. We're thinking about doing some YouTube, but Carrie's worried we're not pretty enough. Actually, Carrie wrote that. Not pretty enough.
He's totally pretty enough. I'm not.
Carrie's much prettier than I. No. I just don't care. So, if I'm not pretty enough for you, guess what? Open your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so scared. Okay. You can also follow our podcast and rate it, hopefully, highly on iTunes or Stitcher or Castos. And you can share it with your friends. Remember nursery school? And we were all like, hey, sharing is good. That's true now, too.
That's a good analogy.
I know, man.
Finally. Let's do it together.
No, let's not.
All right, let's alternate words. I'll say you. You say
that would be so annoying.
You can buy one of Carrie's books. They're all outrageously good. And that helps because... money keeps the dogs in kibble, and they're running low. Honest to God. You can find out more. Do I hear a dog barking?
There is a dog barking, but please, let's just finish this so we can end.
Oh, I thought they might like to hear the dog bark. That's Cammy. You can find out more about her award-winning and occasionally internationally best-selling books on her blog or at CarrieJonesBooks.com. So everything is CarrieJonesBooks.blog.com. Whatever you want to put in.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Bye.
So love terrible. You guys.
Say I love you guys.
I love you. I'm sorry, I'm not perfect.
What she means is I'm sorry for my husband.
No, I mean me.